Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the AFRALO Rules of Procedure Working Group on Friday, the 21st of November, 2014, at 1500 UTC. On the English channel, we have Barack Otenio. On the French channel, we have Tijani Benjema, Michelle Tichon, and Haja Watera. We have apologies from Fatima Seya Silia. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Terry Agnew. Our French interpreter today is Claire. I would like to remind you, not only for transcription purposes, but also for our French interpreter, to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Tijani.
Thank you, Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Terry. So good evening, good afternoon, good morning. We are going to move to the third item. This is the weighted vote. So, we have a text made by, a draft made by Pastor Peters. Pastor Peters is not with us. And there was only one reaction on the wiki page. It was mine, and I gave another version, another draft. So now I'd like you to tell me what you think about the two drafts, the draft made by Peter and the draft made by myself. So now I'm going to give the floor to whoever wants to speak. Okay, Barack, you have the floor. Barack, you have the floor. Okay, Barack, which draft do you prefer? I can summarize if you want, J.S. Tichani. Peter?
Okay.
Propose to have the weighted vote. Each country will have only one vote, and this vote will be the result of a consultation among the ALS of the country, and they will have only one vote altogether.
Hello?
And my answer, just a minute please, my answer was that the aim wasn't that. The aim is not to give only one opinion for one country. It was not the idea. The idea is to keep the diversity into the country. So we need that each ALS can give its opinion. So we will give a vote to each ALS. So each country will have the sum of all the ALS's voting. I proposed that, and I criticized Peter's opinion because sometimes within the same country there are some different opinions and we can have some problems. We know that. So if to give a position of a country against another country will have as a result the import of the problems, the policy problems of the country into AFRALO. We don't want to do that. So the consultation, the coordination is good, but at the end, if everybody is agreeing with the rest and voting the same way, we will have a share of the vote for each ALS, and all that will give just one vote. This is Tijani's opinion. Okay.
Hello? This is Barak
speaking, please. Okay, Barak. I'm Barak with Tijani, you want to speak.
Okay.
Okay, Barak, you have the floor. Then Michelle, you have the floor. Barak, let's go.
Thank you. I want to agree with Tijani. It is difficult to force ALSs that are in one country to speak in one voice. They may have a differing opinion of a subject matter, depending on their particular interest in the subject. So I wouldn't go for a position where we force them to, or rather we subject them to make one decision, because it would deny us quality in terms of diversity of views when we want to make a sound decision. So I just want to agree with Tijani on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Barak. Tijani speaking. Michelle, you have the floor. Okay, Michelle Chonang speaking. I think both opinions are good. This is my opinion. And I want to say that it will depend on the object of the vote. If we are in the framework of a representation of a bureau, I think that we will need to have the capacity to decide the amount of vote for each country, because we are not in the same numbers in each country. Then the opinion of Aziz that I share for opinion of technical issues. If we need to give our opinion for the technical issues, I think that we need to collect first all the votes in an independent way. And I think it will be possible. And in the administrative way, in the management way, in the organizational way, for the ALS structure, I fear that if we don't determine the quota for each country, other country will be losing if we need to take important decisions. Okay, Tijani speaking. I wanted to say that for a quota, we are agreeing. It's not a problem. I agree with you. What I don't accept is to oblige the ALSs to have the same opinion. And if they have only one vote, this will be the case. Each ALS needs to express its own opinion. This opinion will have a weight, and the sum of all those opinions will give one. That is the same. If all the ALSs have the same opinion, it's okay. It's just like if there is only one vote. And if they have different opinions, yes, we can have 10 ALSs with different opinions. And sometime we'll never be able to gather them. It won't be possible. So we know that in the quota, the difference between my proposal and the Michel proposal or Peter's proposal is that he proposed one unique voice. I'm proposing a vote with all the ALS consenting for this vote. I don't want to oblige all the ALS of a country to have a unique voice. Tijani Aja is asking for the floor. Okay. The only difference, if I understood well, is that the proposal of Peter will give a consultation among the ALS into within the country. And for your proposal, it is more transparent. And at the end, it will give the same quota. Is it? I am right? Yes, Tijani is answering. It is the same quota. You're right. But I want, if I agree with you, I want you to agree with me. We need to concert together. Concertation is good if people agree to vote in the same way. Each ALS will give its opinion, and all the ALS will give them their voice, their vote. So the proposal of Peter and mine is the same in the case in which in the same country there is an ALS voting X and an ALS voting for B. We are not going to oblige them to vote for A or for B. The first ALS will have a part of this waiting vote. One vote for two, or a third, or a half part, or a third part of this vote. Is it clear now? Yes, this is clear. Okay, this is clear. Hadja says she has understood. Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz, you are welcome. Thank you, Tijani. Aziz is speaking. I'm sorry, I had a problem with Yahoo. I couldn't connect myself to the internet. Okay. So, here I am. I am on Adobe Connect, so I'm sorry for the delay. I just wanted to say that I agree with what Tijani said, and maybe I'm going to repeat what I said during the last teleconference, that AfroLaw, when it was created, the idea was to have several ALSs for the same country. In the same country, for example, Morocco, one ALS placed in the north of the country won't have the same ideas and the same concern as an ALS located in the Sahara Desert. They don't have the same problem of internet governance, etc. So I'm not against Peter's idea neither. I think ALS can concert together. I agree with that, but however, what we can't do is to say that each country will be represented by one ALS, because the multiplication of all the ALSs in the same country will be of no use. So we need to give the possibility to each ALS of each country to vote according to its quota. If they have one-fifth, they will vote for one-fifth. And if they can agree all together, if all the ALSs of a country can get together and agree together and get to an agreement and reach an agreement to have the same vote, no problem. But personally, I'm against the possibility to say that each country will have one ALS voting in the name of the other ALSs. I'm against that idea. I'm not saying that anybody says that, but I've seen a mail circulating saying that we can name a person from one ALS to vote in name of the other ALSs. Maybe I'm wrong, but it was what I understood, and I'm against that. I want to say that. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Tijani is speaking. Okay. So there are two proposals. One saying that the ALS of a country get concerted together and give and have only one vote. And the second proposal, that was mine, is that all the ALSs of the same country vote, each ALS vote, whatever it wants, after consultation. If they agree, they can vote the same, so we'll have the same result as the first possibility. And if they don't agree, each ALS will have the possibility to express itself without to be obliged to have a national vote. This is what we need to avoid, a national vote. At large principle is to have an individual vote. We need to work at the individual level, not at the national level, okay? Okay, Michel, do you want to have the floor? Michel, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Tijani. Well, I think with all the explanation, it gets clarified for me. And the first intervention allowed me to understand better the way it will function. I think there is a concern. It's logical. I think that each country is free to get consultation, internal consultation, etc. But if people reach an agreement in the internal way on an opinion, it's good. It's better. At the regional level, it will be easier when we are going to vote at the AFRALO level. So I think we have to move on. And we understand that all the ALSs, the proposal we want to do is to participate to the strong mobilization of the ALSs and to the group that will, to the gathering of all of them in the country, as he is speaking. Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. I have a question, Tijani. All the members of this working group are agreeing on the principle to have a country with one vote, whatever the number of ALS there are in this country. Do we agree on that? Did we validate this item or not? We are discussing that item, Tijani is answering. Okay, Aziz is speaking. The answer is, are we agreeing on the principle? So, there is no answer. You didn't understand me, Aziz is speaking. I want to clarify what I'm saying. For me, there are two issues on which we need to take a decision. First, each country, whatever is the number of ALS, will have one vote. And if this country has any number of ALSs, each ALS will have a weight on this vote. Second decision that we have to take, when they are going to vote, this ALSs will have, each of them will have part of this vote, but there will be a consultation among them, or there will be just a free vote. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. You are redefining what we already said. So, now, everybody is preferring the proposal I made. One vote for each country, and each ALS is free to express its opinion. This is the final decision of the group. Now, each one of you, please, can you write? If you are not agreeing, can you write it on the list or say, please, that you are agreeing for one solution or the other solution. You are agreeing for the first solution or for the second solution. And write it on the list, on the mailing list, so we can move to the next item. So, please send your proposal. I see Michelle. Michelle is asking for the floor and Haja too. Okay. Okay, Haja, you have the floor. Haja, you have the priority. You have the floor. Aziz summarized very well what I wanted to say. I wanted to clarify. I needed to clarify what Tijani said, and Aziz just did it. Okay, Michelle said, thank you, Haja. You clarified the debate. Okay, Michelle is speaking. Thank you to give me the floor, Tijani. Well, I wanted to clarify the item of experimentation period of our proposal. If my memory is good, I think that we said that we will try our system until 2017. Tijani is answering. Yes, this was for individual membership. This was for individual membership, Michelle. Okay, Michelle speaking. Okay, thank you. You're right. Because this is a very important part in the work we are doing, and personally, I think it is a very delicate issue, and I'd like to have some more time to try to give us a framework of time and go back to that. My concern is the representativity we will have. We didn't evolve in the same way, and at a moment when we are speaking about country, we are speaking about sovereignty of the country. So it should be good that everybody feels free whenever there is an election, for example. So I think that we need to have a calendar and try to think about that, Tijani speaking. Okay. I think to answer to your question, I have to say that we have an experience. The RALOs are functioning that way. So if we were functioning in that way, for example, Argentina should have the most important votes because they have a lot of ALS, for example. So this is a way to ensure that the strongest country won't be the country with more ALS. And it works. Then, these rules will be reviewed after 3 years. After 3 years, we are going to review this rule. Relating to the individual membership, it is exceptional because we weren't able to work on this problem if we didn't choose this deadline. So We wanted to calm them down, and we wanted to choose a very light model. And during 1 year, so that after 1 year, we will be able to say, okay, we are going to give them the individual membership or not. But for this kind of modification, for this kind of amendment that we want to say here, we are going to experiment this amendment during 3 years, because we don't have elections every year. So for the ELAC member, we are voting every 3 years. So we need time to experiment, to try this system. And then if it doesn't work, we can go back and change it. So at the end of the 3 years, we can add a clause saying that this rule needs to be reviewed after 3 years. Huh? For all the provisions, for all the clause, we can do that. For the individual membership, it was exceptional. So we choose another deadline. It was about the decision to give the right of voting for the individual membership. No? Do you remember? Okay. Are there any other questions? Aziz speaking. Yes. Thank you, Tijani. I wanted to clarify. Today, we have 36 ALS, accredited ALSs, and two are waiting. And the country that have more ALS are Cameroon has 4 ALS, Nigeria has 6 ALSs. So, and Chad, Tanzania, Sudan, Somalia, Mauritius, Mali, Liberia, Kenya, Comoros, Ghana, Egypt, etc., have only one ALS. So I think that what we are deciding is very important for a good presentation of Africa, a good representation of Africa in AfraLaw. As Tijani said about Argentina, the example he made about Argentina, South America has a lot of countries, and AfraLaw was always represented only by Argentinian people because they had this possibility. Tijani, if I'm wrong, just correct me, please. You know better than me this issue, but Argentina had the problem was that each ALS had a vote, and as Argentina has the majority among the countries of South America, Argentina was always winning. I'm sorry, Tijani says. You say AfraLaw function with a vote for each country, and if we see only the Argentinian people, it is because they are a majority. But their system is very democratic because Argentina, with all those ALSs, Argentina has only one vote. So it works good as it is in Latin America. It's a model that has been experimented in AfraLaw since its creation, and it functions, it works very well, they have no problem. So we are trying to take example on Latin America. As is speaking, we as African people, we have to avoid to have the problem of having a country with 10 ALSs, for example, and other country with only one ALS. We need to have the vote by country and not by ALS. This is my opinion. Okay, Tijani speaking. We will prevent to have, as he's speaking, we will prevent to have a country with 10 ALSs with 10 votes. We want, Tijani speaking, we want to prevent domination. Silvia, you have the floor.
Yes, hello, thank you, Tijani. Related to AfraLaw, the example you just mentioned, I want to confirm, yes, it's correct. in Lacralo, the situation is that some countries have more LSS. For example, Argentina has 8 LSS. So Lacralo has a formula where they have given a numeric value to each LS. There are 18 countries, so there is a numeric value. Then, after that, there is a total number of LS per country, and then there is a percentage assigned to a country weight assigned to each country. So at the end of the day, they try to achieve balance so that, for example, in the case of Argentina that has 8 LSS, the weighted vote is 0.69 and the total weight is 5.56. So at the end of the day, when they vote, each country has the same value. Perhaps it's better if I show you this in a screen. So let me try to pull this information from a spreadsheet I have, and I can show you the calculations, how they do it, so you see the example. So if you bear with me a few minutes, I will try to do it. Otherwise, I can send you that information by email. But just give me a few minutes. I will try to see if I can show you. Thanks.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia, but I prefer you to send it by email. I know very well the system. I have their formula, and I know how it works. So please send it so everybody know and have the same level of information. Send it on the mailing list. The result is, as I said, each country has the same weight for the vote. If the country has only one vote, each country will have only one vote and the same weighted vote. Okay, now I think who wants to have the floor? No? Okay. Now we are going to move to the next item of the agenda, that is to say the Afro-Law members' performance. Okay, we are not going to spend a long time for this subject, on this subject. I'm going to introduce the subject. We are going to discuss a little bit, and then we will discuss on the list and on the wiki page. We have created a wiki page for this issue. And you have the link on the agenda and on the chat room. What is the member's performance? You know that today there is a subcommittee named Metrics into ALAC, this into the ALAC. No, this group is trying to find the ways to measure each member's performance, the metrics. Why? Because we have noticed that some people, some ALSs are present, but they have no activities in AFRALAW, neither in ICANN. So this situation is not the idea of the creation of ALAC and AFRALAW. We want the region and the members to participate. We want the ALSs to participate. So today we need to define the metrics, the performance elements for each ALS or each person. The performance elements are, for example, the participation to the monthly meeting, the participation to the vote, the input into the debate, into the policy discussion. This is very important today. We have two new members who are very active and participate a lot in the policy discussion. It is Sean and Monua. And I like to have more participation. And we are not member just to be a member. We need to give our opinion. We need to leave a footprint. This is necessary to be considered as a performance ALS. So I have
given some elements of the performance. Now I'm going to ask you to think about that and to send me on the wiki and on the mailing list as you want, as you prefer. Please express yourself and tell me what you think about that, what will be these elements to define the performance. And afterwards, we will see how we can measure those performances, what is the necessary minimum for an ALS or a person to be considered as performance. Okay, this is the idea. And it is mandatory because it is the at-large revision. We need to do that. And every RALO are doing that. So it is important to do it. Are there any comments? Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz, Mr. Chair, you have the floor. Aziz, okay, you don't have, your hand is down? Okay, your hand is up, Aziz. Okay, Michelle? Thank you, Tijani. Michelle, Chonung is speaking. I think that we have spoken about this issue without a working on this item. I think, as we are doing now, I think that the ALS's performance will be judged, we will judge the performance of this ALS through the activities on the local level, activities that help to transform the local level, and the participation on the conference call or the meetings that will also have an importance. But I'd like to tell you something. We discussed that some years ago, and it was the fact that we give a lot of importance to that performance, but we also need to see the opportunity of a resource of our ALS. It is important because if I always take the same example, a network, if it's a recognized, an acknowledged network, has the opportunity to present actions, possible actions or launches, but the local organization, they don't have the same opportunities. So we cannot, and it is very important, it is a delicate criteria here, we can't put the organizations at the same level of the network. So I want to make a suggestion. At the AFRALO level, we need to reflect on the opportunity to mobilize resources to help to give some better performances of our members. Thank you, Michelle. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Michelle, for your intervention. I want to tell you that the MOU we signed with ALAC, with ICANN, I'm sorry, says that the AFRALO members need to be independent, so it's just a formal question. It is true that we have to share that if we say that, if we have some elements of AFRALO that will allow us to work on that issue, and speaking about performance of AFRALO's member, this is the performance of the members regarding AFRALO, not regarding ICANN. And I'd like to add that the local activity is important, but it must exist. For example, this year, something I'd like to say now, just quickly, with the help of ICANN, we would like to work I'm sorry, Tijani's audio is very, very bad. It's very faint, so I can't translate. Okay. There is an echo. We are trying, Tijani speaking, we are trying to work on the next budget. We are trying to have some actions for the ALSs put into that budget. This is a project. I haven't expressed my project, but what I want to say is that we need the ALSs to be active, to be really active. These ALS need to share with us, with AFRALO and with ICANN. So we know that there is some activity. The best way is to participate through AFRALO's and ICANN elements into these activities. So those activities will be among the AFRALO's activities, and then we will be able to count, to take into account those activities. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Okay. I'd like you, Tijani, to tell us about what the new ALAC president, the new ALAC chair, Alan Greenberg, has as project. There is a lot of noise on Aziz's line, please. Okay. Okay, it's okay now. Aziz's line is okay. Okay, I was saying that Alan Greenberg has among his projects the idea to review. Just a minute, Tijani speaking. Terry, can you mute the persons who are not speaking, please?
Yes.
Terry, did you hear me? Okay. Thank you. Okay, Aziz speaking. My proposal, before to speak about the performance of each ALS, I'd like to begin with the bottom line and to speak about the ALSs who are accredited into AFRALO that we don't know. And there are three or four ALS of this kind. We don't know. We have no news about them. They don't participate. They never participate to the AFRALO activities. They never answer to our emails. They never vote. And they don't take advantage of the journeys we organize at the Atlas II Summit and the Dakar meeting. So I'd like to first establish a minimal for the ALS to be accredited and to stay accredited. And I think that ALAC has to do that, because ALAC accredited or accredits the ALS. So I like to put into the rule that we are drafting that we need to apply the rules that will be decided by the ALAC for the decertification. I like to speak first about decertification before to speak about performances. This is what I'd like to do. And if you want to know which ALSs are not participating, I can send you the list. Says Aziz. Okay, Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. you want? Do you want? You want to work in a contrary? You want to work in a contrary way? No, Michel, I'm not working in the contrary. Please listen to me, Aziz. Michel, please listen to me. Michel, you have a strong echo. If you have Adobe on the telephone, please stay mute. So I'm answering that the decertification is the result of our work. We will work on decertification according to the performances and according to the metrics to assess those performances and who are not reaching those performances. There will be decertified. This is the idea. This is why we first are working on the definition of the performance. I'm agreeing with you, there are some ILS that are not working with us, but we didn't decertify them last year. Why are we going to decertify them this year? We need to work with the general rule. It's very important, Aziz. Please listen to me until the end, then you will understand. We didn't decertify them last year because we don't have general rules for this kind of problems. Now we are trying to put some rules so as to say those who are not reaching, who are not agreeing with those rules will be decertified. This is the idea, okay? I hope that you will, that I have been clear. Aziz, you have the floor. Okay, Aziz speaking. Well, this was what I wanted to say. You don't understand me, Tijani. We need a minimal amount for the certification. Then speak about the degree of performance of each ILS. We need to put some rules. And you didn't answer my question. The criteria that will help an institution or which will help the team that will decide the decertification for the ALS that are not participating at all. It is easy. And the second item, the decertification, when it will be decided by ALAC, or by the RALO or within AFRALO? This is my question. Of course it is ALAC, because ALAC is certifying, so ALAC will be decertifying too. It will come from the RALO, and if the RALO doesn't want to ask for that, ALAC can decide to decertify. And to answer your first question, you said that we need to have a minimum for what? For the performances. So we are defining these performances to say this is the minimum for the performance. If you are not respecting, if you are not agreeing with this minimum, you will be decertified. We are reaching the end of the hour. Someone want to have the floor? To have the last word, I'm waiting for your reaction on the mailing list. Hajjah, do you want to speak? Michel? No, Michel, no. Okay, Hajjah, do you want to have the floor? Hajjah, you have the floor. Hajjah, do you want to add something? Hajjah was muted because the echo was coming from her line. So, Hajjah, if you are on the telephone, you can dial star seven, and we will hear you, Hajjah. Okay, Hajjah? Okay, Hajjah speaking. Hey, can you hear me? Perfectly. Okay. It is well understood. I think Aziz, as Michel said, is trying to put the cart before the horse. So we first need to measure the performances, and the consequence of this measurement will be decertification. I think we understood it well. Hello? Okay, perfect. Thank you, Hatta. Okay. The only action item we have, please, Sylvia, note that all the members of the working group need to express their opinion on and to decide about the weighted vote, and second one, about the members' performance. Each member needs to express its opinion about the member's performance on the list or on the wiki before the next meeting. That will be in 2 weeks. Okay. Thank you very much. I think we have made very good job. I'm very satisfied. See you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Good evening, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Tijani, Barra, Claire. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining.
Bye-bye.
Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a great rest of your day.